was a lad in his twenties. She was a girl in her teens. The time it was when there was spring in the air, and everyone knows what that means. Without any doubt he decided she was the one in his life. So he knelt on his right knee and twisted his left and asked her if she'd be his wife. Oh, he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. She wouldn't say yes there and then, 'cause her mother had said she was much too young. So he wooed her and wooed her again. He was a lad in his thirties, she in her 23rd year. He still loved the girl, but she still answered no. So he dropped a strong, silent tear. And when he was passing his 40s, he said, "You'll be left on the shelf." She answered, "Would break mother's heart if we wed, for mama has hopes for herself." Oh, he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. She wouldn't say yes there and then, 'cause her mother had said she was much too young. So he wooed her and wooed her again. Was a lad in his 60s, she about 53, and he was still crazy to wed, but her ma still wobbled the Isle of Capri. And when he had grown to the 80s, he told her that he'd done his best, and although he'd been faithful for 69 years, he was only a man like the rest. Oh, he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her. He wouldn't say yes there and then. He had only one tooth and a cane and a crutch. Still he wooed her and wooed her again.
He was 120. She about 104. And he had entirely given up hope till her ma went and married once more. At last the girl said she would wed him. And though it may sound very weird, for the poor stork had waited for so many years that it flew down the flue with a beard. Oh, he wooed her and wooed her and wooed her till he was 110. Then he turned up his toes and said, "Fare thee well, now he'll never woo her again."